If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Indictments of Mar-a-Lago, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
Sending a truth. So, you know, I like to be ready, but we had to send an important truth. Bring Second Amendment to the courthouse, take no prisoners, and truth. Tech stuff, how's it going? I see we have a new tech stuff, but the other one probably is not. You know, I figured we'd have a new tech stuff person because you gotta have a tough tech stuff person when they start indicting a great podcast president. So I figured the tech stuff agency was probably like, oh, the normal guy's sick. The normal guy's sick. He can't show up today. And he's probably running off to some, you know, San Francisco, New York City to be safe. But we're here to fight. We're here to fight. So thank you for being here. And, you know, what's your name?
Jay.
Okay. Well, Pete, we're going to have a great time. And I like who likes me, you know? I like who likes me. So the tech stuff people we've had in the past, they don't want to be here. That's okay. They want to run with the left and maybe Jack Smith and hide behind deranged Merrick Garland. That's okay. But if you're here, then that shows strong support and toughness. So thank you. Welcome aboard. First time ever here, but hopefully it's not your last time.
Now, before we get into a ton of news,
you're welcome. Thank you might have been nice. It was a sort of, you know what? Never mind. We'll have a new one next week because I think listeners of the show will say, wow, President Trump's usually tougher with the tech stuff people. And I open up and I'm nice and welcoming. And we just go, well, moving on to the story, sir. Okay. Well, we'll move on from you as well when the episode's over. So please.
It was actually before the stories. Just want to ask you about every single time your last
tech stuff and truth. What were you saying?
Every single time you start to like someone or you're fond of someone, and then they come out with something bad about you, you automatically flip it and go and say negative things about that person. Now, I was wondering, have you ever thought about maybe the person's mentally unstable and are just saying these things? And have you ever maybe, instead of going back at them, just say, well, you know what, that person has some issues and I had no problems with them? Have you ever thought about that, or it's always you have to get the upper hand no matter what the situation?
You know, a lot of people, they talk about different politics books and different philosophies, and I read The Art of War, and I consulted a very strong authority on winning. There was a movie called Talladega Nights. Okay, very strong, very intense movie about race car driving, which I'm sure the left doesn't like. It's a very red state sport. But they said an important line in that movie that I always took as my personal philosophy. if you're not first, you're last. So you have to win or else you're a loser. That's it. That's it. Some people think that's too mean, too nasty. Well, I'm a successful business person and a president. So I think it's worked out pretty well for me. So if you're not first, you're last. So when somebody attacks me, they're not trying to help me win. They're not trying to help me be first. So they're trying to make me be last. And I won't have it. So we fight. We fight. I don't care. I don't care who you are, what you do, as long as you love me, you know? And the Backstreet Boys sort of stole that from me. That was sort of my political philosophy. But that is how I operate, very strongly with love, unless you don't love me. And then it's not a good day for you.
So I just want to give you a scenario, and you'd act the same way you just described. A 16-year-old or maybe 15-year-old influencer, maybe not raised the right way, spent their whole life on the internet and blew up to become viral, and there is influencer, political influencer.
You do know, yes. In 1917 we had the great influencer, and it killed like 100 million people.
Different influencers. Okay. And this person, this 15, 16-year-old child, loved you.
Is he 15? Is he 15 or 16? Because in some
we're going to go 15. We're going to go. We're going to go. We're going to go 15. 15.
Okay, so hands off for everybody. Understood.
and it's a gentleman. It's a guy. And this gentleman, he came out with all these posts saying how much he loves you, and then for something that came out in the news about you, he just flipped the script on you, and now does not like you. Would you come at this child, or would you just say, you know what, this is a child, not worth my time?
Excuse me, coming at children was what the great Jeffrey Epstein did, but I don't do that. I don't do that. I want to be clear, very clear. No judgment, but I don't do that.
My question is, would you leave this child alone who's very popular on the internet, or would you fire back at this child?
Well, we would, they call it doxing. We would do strong doxing. And that's not enough, though, because when you attack me, you have to learn the hard way that it's not right. So we've actually, I know I've talked about Melanoma's son, Bartholomew. You know, we don't have much of a relationship, but, you know, I'm nice to him, but, you know, it's sort of Melanoma's problem. But he's become a very big kid, very tall, very big, and he started to hit the weights. And I would send Beetlejuice over to this influenza's home, and after he's been doxxed, have Bartleby really beat the crap out of him. I mean, really, like within an inch of his life, because it's Beelzebub, the son, is only 17, so it's actually just a kid attacking a kid. Kid on kid crime is like a misdemeanor. So he would learn then. Now, once he was in the hospital getting doxxed and getting intravenous fluids up his ass, then he'd learn you don't mess with the president. And then I would say, okay, now we can make peace. It's called peace through strength.
Now, Mr. President, I'd like to jump into this whole indictment issue here with these classified documents. I have 37 counts have been brought against you.
You know how many counts I was hoping for?
Were you hoping for 69?
Yep.
That would be a lot more counts against you. Just want to ask you, the judge who is on this case is Judge Cannon, and Judge Cannon has ruled favorably to you in the past. Usually, you think the court system is always against you and they put a judge who does not like you on the case. What are your thoughts on Judge Cannon being on this case?
Well, Judge Cannon is a great judge. You know, it's random. It's totally random. They did a random drawing. And sometimes tech stuff, you realize, for all the people who don't think I'm a great Christian, you realize all my life God has been saying, give them the cannons. And all my wives have had very big breasts, whether fake or real. And then it gets to this late point in life, and you need one more cannon to help you. Just one more big set of cans. And God says, Florida, you're very stupid. You're run by Ron DeSuckass. But this is one of my favorite people. Sir, give Sir Donald Trump Eileen Cannons. And they gave me the judge, and she's very grateful. She's, you should have seen me. She begged for that judgeship like a dog. I mean, real desperation. So I think we're going to get a very fair hearing. She's probably going to throw the case out, to be honest. It's such a weak case. And, you know, and then when I'm back in office, she can go from district court to appeals court. And maybe before I'm done, we can have Cannons on the Supreme Court.
Are you surprised that Ron DeSuckass didn't try to get involved in this case and really try to hammer this home to you? Because he could really just eliminate you from the presidential race if one of these counts go through.
If he eliminates me, he knows that he eliminates himself. If he does a nasty thing, my people will stay home. He'll never be president if he does that. And he knows that. He's stupid. Tiffany agrees with me, by the way. He's stupid enough to do a lot of things wrong, but he's not that stupid. He's still got some smarts. But if he does that, it's bye-bye, Ron. Second Amendment all over Tallahassee with peace.
It's always with peace. Yes, always with peace. I notice you have a teardrop tattoo and you're in an orange jumpsuit. Can you explain this?
We are sending a message to the woke criminal justice system that I'm being treated unfairly, but I'm also sending a message that I'm ready. I'm not scared of prison. In fact, I'm ready for it. That'll show the woke left that, oh, we thought Trump would be very scared and quiet in his seat. Oh no, turns out he's ready to join a gang and murder people. So they'll know that I'm tough. And we're also selling Make Prison Great Again hats and Trump jumpsuits and teardrop tattoo sets at Trump.com. So it's a sort of marketing, it's a toughness, it's a cultural and a marketing campaign. You know, you don't just because you're on trial for something fake, all of a sudden you don't turn off your brilliant business brain and your tough strength. Those are still here, tech stuff.
Mm-hmm. This is nothing to, well, it, kind of. This person was in prison for 5 years, recently released. Now working in AI. I heard him on a podcast recently. I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on Martin Shkreli, the guy who made the AIDS medication 500% higher than the cost was originally posted for. Do you have an opinion on this, gentleman?
I would have made it a thousand.
You would have upped it? He's a poor businessman, you're saying?
No, he's a good, he's not a great businessman, but he's a good businessman. I think with my proper guidance, with strong guidance, I think we could make him one of the greatest of all time. In fact, I'm considering him for my second administration. So Martin Shkreli, you know, stay ready, young man. Bring that Wu-Tang album.
I wanted to ask you about this advisor who is mentioned in these indictments, Walt Nauta. I wanted to ask you, he was never really brought up. He was kind of kept in the dark. Is this a secret advisor of yours? How do you have a relationship with him? Has he been with you for years?
He's not a secret advisor. He's a close advisor, but you know, you have to have people around you. Look at Ron DeSuckass. We'll bring him up again. I don't like to bring him up. But this is somebody who I helped very strongly. Remember that? I helped him very strongly. Mm-hmm. And he should have just been happy as governor and taken it with great respect. And that would have been it. What a nice thing for somebody to be grateful and then just do their job and be okay with it. No, but he wanted to go after me now. And that was too much. What Nauta, well, my friend Walt Nauta, who, by the way, you know what we call him? You know what our nickname for him is?
What is it?
Nauta gonna testify against Trump. And Tiffany's like, you hear Tiffany? That's proof that I'm telling the truth. She's like, yep, I once sucked off Walt Nauta. That's a very true story. I'm Tiffany Trump. And so he likes to say in the back, he appreciates working with me, helping me, doing important things. And he's okay with that. He's not looking to sell a reality show or a book or one of these. He's just saying, I help a president. I help a great businessman. I get paid once in a while, and it's a very nice job, and it's respectable, and it's for the country. And there used to be a time tech stuff where somebody could do something for the country and just go, that's enough. I don't have to write a book and be disrespectful to the people who helped me. Instead, I say thank you, and I do my job. When I say make America great again, it's not just about economy and other things which are important. It's also about just culture. It's also about people being grateful for good things instead of worries. I'm going to go on Friendster Live and film a video about things happening. It's a sad thing for our country, to be honest. Very sad.
Where did you meet Walt Nauta, and how many years have you known him?
I've known him many years.
Been in your life for many, many years?
Many years. He was at the first party we had for Roger Stone's wife. And remember, everybody's trying to be first, because you don't, when you have 300 men lined up to meet with Roger Stone's wife, you don't want to be, oh, look at me, I'll take 242nd. No, nobody wants to do that. It was, oh, first, second, first, can I go first? Can I get the mouth? And Walt Nauta just strolled in, he was eating a shrimp cocktail. And he said, I'll go last, it's okay. And I said, that's somebody with confidence. You got to have confidence if you're willing to go 300th into Roger Stone's wife. So that told me he was a confident guy. He had, what do they call it? Big penis energy. Okay.
BPE.
But also, it told me that he was a team player. He wasn't trying to do what everybody else was. He was like, I'll wait. Everybody can have their fun, and I'll finish off Roger Stone's wife. And now we call him the closer at all these events. When Roger Stone's wife is having her big events, oh, it's the 700 Club. Like, we had to honor Pat Robertson, the great preacher who had the 700 Club. We just, the other night, had the set right after his death, we had the 700 Club. So 700 young men showed up to have Roger Stone watch them have sex with his wife. And he said, I'll take 700. He's always the closer. So, you've got a guy with talent, with skills, and also humble. Also humble. And I thought, that's somebody I got to have on my team. In fact, I think the crazy thing is, they're just up to 700. It's been like 2 days. They're just up to 700. So Walt can come on the show because he's actually destroying Roger Stone's wife. We have the medical team on hand because she's never gone that many. She's always stopped at a reasonable 400.
Well, Mr. President, I have a few more questions about the indictment. But before we get to those questions, I want to talk about our awesome sponsor, and that is FanDuel. Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs. We may only have one game, and that is going down tonight if Denver can close it. Because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Take advantage, because it may only be around for tonight. There might be a new promotion coming in next week after the NBA playoffs. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. So it's a win-win situation here. I mean, we're both users of FanDuel. Great promotions every day for different bets. It's safe and secure, and you get paid instantly. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sports book, and that is FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and get a no sweat first bet for up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. For $1,000, and if you lose, it does not matter. So it's a free $1,000 bet. Like I said before, who are you taking tonight, Mr. President? I know you've been back and forth with the different Caucasian players playing in the finals. Are you still riding with Denver to close it out tonight?
Well, Miami is adding Tyler Hero, and there's nothing more I like better than a white hero coming to the rescue. But right now, Nickelback Jonas, the big guy, yes. I think he's one of the Jonas. He's like the biggest Jonas brother. They all look little.
Great singer. Sudden,
Nickelback Jonas shows up. Is he the one married to the hot Indian? I don't normally go. I remember when I met my friend Nathan Modi, I said, where's the hot Indian who's hooking up with the Jonas person? Is he the one that's with the hot Indian actress? But anyway. She would probably, she would leave a Jonas brother in a second for a Trump father. But I think I think Nickelback Jonas is doing too much damage. I don't think Miami can beat him. So I'm going to go with Denver. Even though it's a woke, radical left city, Nickelback Jonas is a very tough guy from Serbia. He's from Serbia, which is, I think, it's far away. It's kind of far away, for being honest.
That's right. For that no sweat first bet, go for the $1,000. Go to FanDuel.com/Boston. FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over in select states. First online real money wager. Only $10 deposit required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable bonus. Bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/Boston. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Minnesota, New Jersey. I'm at Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or visit www.mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York, 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming, or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia. Now back to the show. Mr. President, you see that people were, there are odds now. People are on the disclaimer on the over under. Someone tweeted about how long it takes to read the disclaimer.
Well, it's a very long disclaimer. And it's, you know, I think disclaimers, frankly, are sort of weak. I mean, we have to do it, we respect it, but it's sort of like, just gamble and see what happens.
Okay. Mr. President, the classified documents, the pictures have been released. It wasn't just like 10, 20, even 100 classified. We're talking boxes and boxes. And by I don't know if you saw the different memes. They had Bernie Sanders and the cold sitting in there. Lots of different memes based on all the documents you stored. You stored them in storage rooms, in bathrooms. Yes.
Excuse me. Notice they have a picture of Bernie Sanders sitting with the documents. Nobody says anything. Why isn't he being charged?
It's Photoshop.
No, we don't know. That's what they want you to think. I think Bernie Sanders was sitting right in there with, I think he's the one. How about this? Nobody's brought this up. What if Bernie Sanders put the documents there? Nobody's brought that up. What if that's a real picture? And he's the one who put the documents there. Nobody asked that. We're asking it, but nobody's there. The fake news media, they don't care. They don't care.
Mr. President, there are tons of documents, though. We're talking probably thousands, and there are some that have mysteriously disappeared also, that you took out of Mar-a-Lago, were transferring to New Jersey, and they just disappeared. There's also the pool at Mar-a-Lago was drained, and then there happened to be a flood in one of the computer server rooms that ruined all the servers.
Excuse me. That was very unfortunate.
Now, if you knew that having classified documents is illegal and illegal to take them, what was the point of having them? Was it like a memento for you or just some kind of bragging rights? Because you had so many. I understand maybe taking like three and just putting them in a safe deposit box and be like, all right, you know, I have some classified documents. It's just for me. But to really push the luck with having like a room full of documents, what's the point?
Well, first of all, they're all declassified. That's the first thing. The second thing is Florida. You ever been to Florida?
I have.
Florida is like the nation's capital for women over 45 with lots of surgeries and no morals. It's sort of the national. And these are women, you should see them, because they know, they talk on the whore circuit of like, you hear President Donald Trump, sir, is looking for a fourth wife. I mean, it doesn't hurt that Lauren Boebert said in one of my last meetings with her as president that she said she would do anything. And she said Sir, and I mean anything, to get a look at some of the documents. So of course, we loaded up about 5 billion documents and said, well, you know, if she'll do that for one document, I wonder what she'll do for 5 billion documents. And all these old MAGA whores, and I say that with respect, that's a term of endearment in Florida. Old MAGA whore. It's like a, you know, it's like some people, they say auntie, or they say booby, or they say cutie. In Florida, if you're an old MAGA whore, you should see that they swoon when you call them that. They all want to see the documents, and they're all like, sir, you know, let me just put it this way. Documents equals raw dog. Okay, I'm going to say it in a classy way, but that is basically a Florida rule. So of course I was going to have a lot of documents, you know, we were looking to have a strong search for wife number four. And so, okay. Yes, I have a lot of documents, completely declassified, total declassification. Any real judge, any real lawyer will tell you, total declassification.
A couple more questions about the indictment. You were being interviewed, and it was an audio recording for some sort of publication, and you knew you were being recorded, and you happened to like kind of brag to them that you had classified documents. Do you remember this?
I think that's, they call it a deep fuck. When they make a fake thing about you, they do a deep fuck.
Yes.
And so they did a deep fuck, and it sounds almost like an Indian name, you know, like, oh, this is deep fuck Chopra. but they do a total deep fuck, and it's a disgrace. You know, they can do a lot. I never did this. Can you imagine if I did deep fucks on the campaign? No, we did an honest campaign, but they're willing to go to all these things. So I would never say that. And you know, somebody, one of our great patriot supporters, pointed out that it shows you that it's fake, because you know, I always do off the podcast record here. We do strong off the podcast record. Obviously, the person who made up this deep fuck audio listens to the podcast for ideas, because at one point they have me saying, oh, this is off the record, while we're just allegedly discussing all these videos, all these papers that are classified. Why would I do that? You can't just go, you can go off the podcast record. Right. We all know that. That's official. But in real life, you can't just say to somebody off the record, sir, we're not in a courtroom, sir. Yeah, that's what they would say. So only a total fucking stupid piece of shit would in real life say off the record and expect it to be off the record. You'd have to be the dumbest, most worthless sack of human waste, a filthy used condom of crap, to think that that would work. If anybody ever did that, just said off the record and thought that was okay in real life, they shouldn't be president. They shouldn't probably be out of a home. They should be, they are a disgrace in every possible way. Now, if we can go off the podcast record for a second.
We're off the record right now.
Okay, good. Well, this is official. Yeah, I said that. I said that like a dog, unfortunately. I thought I was with people I trusted. Oh, well, what are you going to do? We'll just have to see if maybe they get poisoned. Maybe my friend Putin can send some agents over to shake their hands with some nice friendly radioactive powder. So anyway, we'll go back on the record.
Back on the record.
So like I said, nobody would ever do that in that situation. It's so stupid to think you can go off the record just because you said it. Very stupid.
Two more things about this indictment. You were famous for saying about Hillary Clinton when she sent emails through her personal email. And you were saying, lock her up, crooked Hillary, for those emails. But then aren't you just as guilty for having classified documents just hanging out in your home where the, you know, hundreds of people who come through your home every single day could just look at these? You're shaking your head no. So please explain how they're different.
Okay, well, first of all, we were talking obviously about, you know why we need all these papers?
Why?
You know how much cleanup there is after a Roger Stone's wife party? And we were out of paper towels because I threw all of them at the Puerto Ricans a few years ago. Remember that? Remember that when I was shooting Puerto Ricans with paper towels? Not with Second Amendment, yes. But with paper towels. The left would love that if I was shooting Puerto Ricans. No, they know what I mean. Like shooting like a basket, like a black.
Yes, yes. And throwing.
Well, shooting. I was doing a strong shooting motion.
Okay.
When Nickelback Jonas puts a basket in, is he throwing the basketball? No, he's shooting it, Dexter. He's shooting it. And yep. We needed extra cleanup. And I thought, okay, well, I've declassified these documents. So, okay, nuclear secrets. You get this, you got to clean up this load. Names of spies that are still undercover in the Middle East. Okay, well, you get that this guy looked like he was Middle East, so use that to wipe that up. Nobody's going to read that when it's covered in strewn Mar-a-Lago juices.
Okay.
And what Hillary did was unforgivable. Yes. What Hillary did was unforgivable. She destroyed evidence. You see the difference? I have all the evidence. Why would a guilty person have all the evidence? You know how stupid and absent-minded and pathetic and weak and senile someone would have to be able to keep boxes of evidence? They would have to be a fat, senile, old bitch to keep all that stuff. Whereas Hillary destroyed it because she's very cunning. She destroyed it. I showed no guilt. It's called consciousness of guilt. Do I look at, if I have all this stuff, it's right there. It's there in my house. I could have burned it. I could have given it back. I could have used more of the documents to clean up after Roger Stone's wife. I could have done so many things with it, but it's right there. And yet they want to act like I don't feel guilty. I didn't do anything wrong. Whereas Hillary deleted all the emails. She had all these emails from, you know, Cheesecake Factory and Dick's Sporting Goods and Best Buy, and they went into a spam folder, right? Isn't that convenient? She deleted all the spam. Oh, what a coincidence that you had so many emails in your spam folder that went bye-bye. Very interesting, Crooked Hillary.
If we can just go through the summary of these counts in your indictment, and you can maybe just give me a... just a comment after I go through all the charges. Give me a very strong one. Willful retention of national.
Strong comment. Okay. Excuse me, I'm still talking about how strong my comment is going to be. It's going to be so strong that they're going to say, "Sarah, it's almost too strong."
Willful retention of national defense information, conspiracy to obstruct justice, withholding a document or a record, corruptly concealing a document or record, concealing a document in a federal investigation, scheme to conceal false statements and representations, false statements and I don't know why it says that twice, false statements and representations. I think one has to do with you and one has to do with your friend Nalta.
No,
a lot
never
of this seems
give
like
me up. Never gonna get. You know, like Rick Astley, yes. Not going to give me up. We've been together for so long. You won't snitch to the fucking feds because I paid you and treated you well. If you betray me, I'll send your ass to hell. I just want to not go to prison. And Nada's going to help me stay free. Not going to give you up. Not going to testify, never going to tell the feds a fucking thing. Anyway, you know the rest of the song. Motherfucking bars.
That was beautiful, Mr. President. Mr. President, we have a couple more things to talk about, especially Carrie Lake is in the news, but before we get to it, I want to
Have you seen Carrie Lake? How hot is Carrie Lake? I mean, that is I know we respect the will of the people, and Lauren Boebert is certainly a worthy fourth Mrs. Trump. She even got divorced. She made it official. So we love Lauren Boebert. We know that she is high quality wife material. There's no doubt about that. And a worthy two-time ESPY winner. But I'm starting to think that Carrie Lake is literally willing to do anything to become the fourth Mrs. Trump. I mean, and I mean, you know, she'll go up on
that. We're going to get to it. I agree.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there it is. How about that?
Yeah, I agree.
She's like an athlete who's been chasing the championship, and the fans are starting to root for her because it's like she's played the game the right way. She's gone racist. She's gone slutty. She's gone violent. And she just gets so close. And then one season, she's going to put it all together and right up the poop chute, she's going to be the fourth Mrs. Trump.
She's so caught up. There's no point of no return. So she's just going full throttle, and it's awesome. But before we get to her story, I just want to talk about another one of our awesome sponsors, and that is Rocket Money. Are you wasting money on subscriptions? 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. Maybe for you, it's an unused Amazon Prime account or a Hulu account that never gets streamed. There's this great app I use that helps me track all of my expenses. And because of it, I no longer waste money on subscriptions I don't even use. You might have heard of it. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend about $80 a month on subscriptions when the actual total is closer to more than $200. That's right. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. And there's this app. I love using it. Started using it at the end of last year, and I won't go back. Takes care of everything for me, and it's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place and then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you didn't even know you were paying for. You may even find out you've been double charged for a subscription. To cancel subscription, all you have to do is press cancel, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. There's no emails, no phone calls, no waiting online, on hold, on a chat. It's so easy to just click cancel, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Seriously, it can save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now at rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Now back to the show. Mr. President, I want to talk to you about Carrie Lake, but we're going to end with Carrie Lake. I wanted to talk to you first about these Canadian wildfires. I know the New York air, it's supposed to be between, I think, 90 to 100 is clean air, and the air was very dirty. It was reading up to 350, a very dirty air. You could see New York look like an apocalyptic movie. It was very scary. You can smell all the burnt wood in the air. It was horrible.
It was like a giant homeless person from New York took a big shit and fart, and it covered the whole city. And that's what you get with radical left woke leadership. You get fart covered. How many times do you remember New York City looking like a brown sewage system in the air when I was president, tech stuff? Do you remember that?
Never.
No, very interesting. Even the woke blue states had it better. They didn't like me. That's okay. I don't like them either. But they had a perfectly healthy, clean, very clean air. They could breathe. Now they can. At what point would the left say, "Oh, we don't like Trump because he's very nasty and he's too tough. We don't like the toughness." At what point do they go, "Well, you know what? I never liked breathing anyway. I'd rather not breathe under Sleepy Joe than breathe under Donald J. Trump." That's what we're at now. That they would be willing to give up breathing for me to lose. That's how deranged and sick the left is. It's very sad and quite disgusting.
Do you think people are saying that it was a conspiracy theory? Do you believe in any sort of conspiracy theory about this that covered New York?
Look who's involved. You got not so handsome Trudeau in Canada with Sleepy Joe. Trudeau and Joe. It even rhymes. That's how you know it's a conspiracy. You got them. They want to destroy our industry. They want everybody to be driving a wind-powered car, you know, a wind-powered car, living in a solar house with no nuclear, no gas, no coal, no beautiful coal. And this is how they're going to get it done. Everybody, go buy go by, you know, a wind, you ever heard of a wind-powered car? That's what they want.
I heard of solar, never wind.
You blow on the car, you do, and then the car goes. That's what they want. You get to work, 9 days later, you're fired because you didn't get here with your wind-powered car. But, so that's what they want to do. And that's the agenda. That's the agenda, to destroy our great fossil fuels and our economy. And then Trudeau can drink his maple syrup and Sleepy Joe can drink his Ensure and everything will be okay. And they'll destroy our country. And they can probably destroy Canada. I don't care about Canada. They'll probably destroy Canada too.
All right. Yes, the city was never like this when you were president, and we need you back, so it will never be a brown fart of homeless people ever again. Mr. President, we have one more story, and then let's talk about Carrie Lake. Before we do, we have 20 more patrons needed to reach the goal for a live Q&A with Mr. President and Melania's wife, Baron. Live Q&A with them. We had 20 more patrons. Go to patreon.com/MPGA to catch up on hundreds of hours of bonus episodes from the great Fred Trump traditions to special guests, live episodes, movie reviews, Raging Brett's old show. Yes.
Exclusive videos.
They get
a video that nobody else sees. It's behind the paywall.
That's right. There is a ton of bonus material. Go to patreon.com/MPGA. 20 more patrons, and we will do live Q&A with Baron Trump and Mr. President for all our Patreon patriots. So again, it's patreon.com/MPGA. Carrie Lake, Mr. President, I'm going
to... Another special announcement.
Of course.
But first, I have to go to the bathroom. Hey, guys. While Trump is in the bathroom, one quick thing. My special tall boy is now up on patreon.com/JLCovan, and the album is available for pre-order on iTunes. Okay, President Trump's coming back. Wanted to say that before you all skip out on the end of the episode. Thanks. Bye. Who the hell was that?
I don't know. Just infiltrated.
That's probably somebody who's planting cybersecurity documents. This is a disgrace. This is a complete disgrace. Carrie Lake. Okay, I got my lotion ready. I got the sweet soothing sounds of Kid Rock to romance. You know. So yes, Carrie Lake. What's your question about the great? You know what I'm going to actually say? I can't believe I'm about to do this. The great Carrie Lake, like the great Jeff Epstein, he got elevated to Sir Jeff Epstein. But the great Carrie Lake.
Well, what about the great? She said Carrie this. Lake? Speaking in Georgia, she said, "Anyone coming after Trump? I have a message tonight for Merrick Garland and Jack Smith and Joe Biden and the guys back there in the fake news media. You should listen up as well. This one's for you. If you want to get to President Trump, you're going to have to go through me, and you're going to have to go through 75 million Americans just like me. On the off chance that the GOP audience didn't pick up what she was putting down, Lake highlighted her intended meeting with Bravado, saying, and I'm going to tell you, most of us are card-carrying members of the NRA. That's not a threat. That's a public service announcement." Wackadoo City over here. Do you like her short haircut? Watch also?
Excuse me. Watch your mouth when you're talking about the great Carrie Lake.
Sorry.
I love her short hair. I love her short hair. The carpet matches the drapes. And Carrie Lake, this is the thing. When you have that kind of sex appeal and loyalty, and there's something dangerous about her because she almost looks biracial. And you feel like she's keeping a secret from you. Like you can't trust her, so you got to really give it to her. She's definitely the type of woman where she wants you to put like a gun next to her head while you do strong sex. Who doesn't love that? What kind of Second Amendment strong man wouldn't like to just hold a gun next to a woman's head while giving her the business? And Carrie Lake is the type to play Russian roulette. And instead of putting one bullet in, she just takes one bullet out.
So she has five out of six chambers full.
Exactly. That's the kind of passion we're talking about.
Would you ever say something that, like she said? Would you? I mean, that was a if you want to just really look into our words, she's basically saying if they come after you, people should be worried because we carry guns. That's her message. No, she didn't say she was necessarily going to do something with the guns, but she warns that.
You're being a little soft on this. What she's saying is very clear. If you come after my beloved, sexy president, who I'm going to have strong sex with every opportunity I get, if you come after my beloved, sexy president, me and 74 other million patriots with guns will blast you to hell. That's what she meant. She can say it in a nice way. That's what she meant. And that's just called strong speech and strong Second Amendment. It's the first two amendments. How can it be wrong? If loving the first two amendments is wrong, I don't want to be right wing.
Mr. President, thank you so much for getting into all the information in the indictment. And I think everything is cleared up now where, it's just a matter of time where, justice will prevail and you will be innocent and once again be president in 2024.
Unlike Britney Spears, I am that innocent.
That's correct. And I just want to thank our sponsors, FanDuel and Rocket Money. And also check out the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. Follow me on social media at JNOG, Instagram,
wait,
and Twitter.
Before you do your social media, wait, pause. I'll let you do your social media.
Pause.
But I just wanted to give a shout out to Novak Djokovic, who just won the French Open very strongly, even though they're weak. So he's got a lot of, he didn't take a vaccine. Interesting, don't you think? No vaccine for Novak. And he's a champion. Very interesting. The left won't cover that, though. You'll never hear a word about it from the left-wing news media. Anyway, yes, jnog.com. It's weird. But okay.
If you're in Long Island this Friday, a few tickets still there at Governor's in the Giggle Room. I'll be headlining the show. It's Mike Keegan and friends. Great comics on the show. That's this Friday, the 16th at 8 p.m. at Governor's on Long Island in Levittown in the Giggle Room. So check that out, govs.com. And that's it for this month right now. And Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Patriots. Hey, everybody. As I said before, trying to catch you off guard. Special is out on Patreon and the album is available for pre-order on iTunes. No word on Half Blackface, but this Thursday is day 600. So it's a day to celebrate, of course. 600 days to make a special. It'll officially hit 10 times as long as it took me to make Tall Boy. That is, and counting. I am in Chicago July 2nd as part of Karen Hunter's show. So at City Winery, a venue I was just at several months ago. And only other gig, just to, if you're still listening, any West Coast people, because I know I got very good West Coast representation when I was out there in February of 2022. I will be doing some West Coast dates for sure in October, and I have locked in two shows October 20th at Flappers in Burbank, same place I performed in 2022. So just pencil that in. If you're a West Coast person, a California person, pencil that in that Friday, October 20th, which is a better day than Sunday, which was my last time that they gave me. So we're moving up
in the world, baby.
But I did move into the small room. So it's kind of a lateral move. Better night, smaller room. that's it, guys. If you're still listening, thank you. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Join our Patreon. And God help us all.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network.